Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Vail. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Librand. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Charlie Librand. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ester. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Trevino and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Concepcion fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to third. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Householder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Householder reaches third base with a triple. Librand goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-1 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Householder scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Bench moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen strikes out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Librand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Verizer. Bench scores. Vail moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ester moves to second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Ester scores. Cedeno moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ester reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. Gardenhire reaches second base with a double. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardenhire moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Librand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Householder strikes out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ester hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Milner now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Craig Swan. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Milner steals second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 3 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Librand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Librand is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Librand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki now playing third base. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hume now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Reds. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Householder for the out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ester hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to second. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to third. Cedeno moves to second. Eddie Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Concepcion scores. Cedeno scores. There goes Krenchicki trying to get to home. Baylor throws to Stearns who tags Krenchicki for the out. It's 7-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.